Garmin kept a really big secret really well. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature, and thanks for the download. Here in Reno yesterday morning, among the 30 companies participating in AEA 2011's new product introductions, Garmin stood out by promising its real news would be held for last night's invitation-only dealers meeting. And the news was pretty big. The GNS 430 and 530, GPS units which have evolved to dominate their market and which have sold over 100,000 copies since their introduction in 1998, are being superseded by the new GTN 650 and 750. The new units represent a departure from the button-oriented architecture of the legacy units, moving to touchscreen icons for most functions. Impressively, they're already certified, in stock, and ready to ship. ANN's Jim Campbell got an advanced demo from Garmin's Director of Aviation Aftermarket Sales, Jim Alpizer, who hinted at why the introduction centered around a theme of magic.
I tell you what, we've made buttons disappear and a lot of the complexities of operation vanish with the introduction of the new GTN 650 and 750 series units. These are the latest and greatest GPS WAS navigators with comm and navigation capability as well. And we're proud to bring these products to market as a next generation product to the 430 and 530.
Well, let's face it, the 430 and 530 owned a fair amount of panel real estate over the last couple. Boy, how long? It's been what?
Just on 13 years.
Yeah, I was about to say, about a decade and a half or so.
It just about is. And I tell you what, we've with the redesign of, or with the introduction of these new products, we have completely overhauled the way we've done everything, both from operations to overall screen size that you have with the unit as well. That's one of the great features of both new GTN series products compared to the predecessors. The GTN 650 is about 50% larger screen space than the previous 430 unit. The GTN 750 is almost 100% bigger than the 530 series. So you get quite a bit more screen size and the operational simplicity with the graphical user interface, the icon style symbology that we use. It really is a fresh step in the right direction from simplicity and ease of operations.
But these are not drop-in replacements for the 530 and 430, are they?
That's correct. The GTN 650, though, is approximately the same size as the previous 430 units. So although you do need to put a new rack inside of the aircraft and there'll be some new wiring as well, the size that the GTN 650 needs is going to work for all existing 430 customers. The GTN 750 is a 6-inch tall unit, so that is a fair amount bigger than the predecessor. But you've got the advantage of being able to do additional integration with the 750 that's never been done before in the industry. And that allows for the integration of our GMA 350 audio controller. And so we've got this new GMA 350 product that has a whole another wealth of opportunity and excitement that it's going to bring into the aviation industry, but allows graphical user interface of your audio controls now.
Short and sweet. Clean sheet of paper, huh?
Absolutely. Short and sweet. This is a fresh look at avionics and the pilot interface with the way we work with the aircraft. And I think everybody's just going to be blown away with what they see.
What makes this as revolutionary or as magic as we've been led to believe?
Well, I tell you what, it's the great screen size. It's the incredible graphics capability of both units. It's the added integration that we have now. It's the WAS navigation capability. Not only that, you can also fly virtually all ARINC 429 procedures now, with the exception of radius to fixed legs, RF legs. But you can do heading to fixed legs now with this new product when you're interfacing, for example, with a G500 and G600. So you can truly have a hands-off experience when flying your aircraft with this new product.
I noticed during some of your setup, something I had seen before when you let us into your super secret semi-nuclear labs for the G3000 look we got some time ago, and of course the look we got at the 5000 series during MBAA. Seems like there's some close cousins to the technology here.
I tell you what, Garmin's very good at leveraging our capabilities and our resources and our talents, and we've done that again with G3000 and G5000. We've taken a lot of that same operational logic that we've become so proud of now for those products and implemented it into a product that's actually going to be first to market now, the GTN. The thing that's going to, I think, surprise everybody is we're introducing this product here, and we're so proud to be able to say not only are we TSO certified. Not only are we fully FAA certified, which includes STC, but we've got product in stock and ready to ship.
How much?
List price for the GTN 750 is $16,995. List price for the GTN 650 is $11,495. The GTN 750 and 650 unit, this effectively is our replacement for the GNS 430 and 530 product lines. And that means it's got integrated GPS, WAS navigation, actually SBAS as we call it now, and so that includes EGNOS as well. It integrates your comm functionality. And as you see on the GTN 750 series, you've got your comm enunciation just up here. On the 650 series, it's over on the right-hand side of the display. You've got integrated nav functionality as well. And over here, it's on the upper right-hand side. And on the GTN 650 series, to save a little bit of display space, we actually have it also integrated into the same...
So just toggle it?
Yep, just toggle it right there, and it'll flip-flop for you there. Before I get, I guess, into too much more detail, so it's WAS navigation, GPS navcom, obviously great, brilliant moving map display, but I want to take a look at the external part of the both units as well. They've been ergonomically designed to be great for flight in both smooth and turbulent air. As you see, it has kind of a unique stylization to the bezel itself, and these are effectively anchor points for your hand to rest on, so as you're trying to do data entry, magnificent from that standpoint. And I kind of think of it as, you know, you're trying to do video in an aircraft in a turbulent situation. Usually, if you're just hand-holding the camera in a turbulent environment, probably isn't going to turn out too well. But if you can stabilize that camera to the aircraft itself, then it works out quite a bit better. And so that's the same philosophy here with the GTN. If you've got these anchor points for your fingers, then turbulence is not really an issue whatsoever because you've got that resting place where you can ride the turbulence out.
More on the new GTN 650 and 750 with Garmin's Jim Alpizer in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Interested in AC cabin power for laptops and electronics in flight? The TrueBlue Power MD50 static inverter is 30% smaller than traditional inverters and pumps out a full 500 watts of TrueBlue power, available from your local avionics dealer.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Welcome back to the ANN special feature. Jim Campbell got to ask questions of Garmin's Jim Alpizer as they played with the new GTN 650 and 750 at AEA. Life will be different with a touchscreen.
The buttons, most of them are gone. We've got just a very limited number of buttons and knobs here, and the one that you see in the upper right-hand corner is your home key, and that's your default nav screen, if you will. You can tap on it once, always brings you back to the home screen of your unit itself, and then you've also got a direct two key. Very familiar operation, so we wanted to make sure that was first and foremost in people's eyes and easy access, and so it's always right there for you to do direct two operations and navigation. And then you've got your default nav screen here on the GTN 750, which gives you your CDI information, some various soft keys here to control your CDI selection, set your OBS, menu, messages, and even the back button to take you a step back and takes you back to where you are. Same thing's true on the GTN 650 side of things. The home key brings you to the familiar icon stylization of the unit itself. You can easily get to your map screen then from there. One of the great features we've integrated with the GTN series, no big surprise here, but Garmin's Safe Taxi product. Mm-hmm. We've got nearly 1,000 U.S. airports now with Safe Taxi information, so you can more safely navigate around airports and such forth. We're pretty excited about these products coming out, and the 430 and 530 have done great for 13 years nearly, and I think this is going to be a well-received replacement to those products.
Now, to summarize a couple things here: one, by the time they see this, you can get the box.
Yeah. It is FAA, fully FAA certified, both the STC and TSO, and so we're all approved to get out there and get into airplanes, and even more so, we've got product in stock, ready to ship.
I know this is a little bit off topic, but are the 430 and 530 discontinued?
No, the 430 and 530 will continue on. We think there'll be, you know, a lot of customers that continue to plan to have those in their airplanes. Some people have fleets and operations, and you know, there's old familiar there, and we found time and time again that we've had a lot of great products over the years, and when people get used to something, they may not necessarily want to go a different direction. We think we've got a great solution for them. At some point down the road, the 430 and 530 will probably get discontinued based on parts availability, but we think we've got a great successor here with GTN 750 and 650.
And how long will it take for the shops to get up to snuff on install characteristics for the 650 and 750?
Well, the good news is we're introducing this here at the AEA convention, and so we've got hundreds of installers at the convention that are learning over the next couple of days on how to install these products. And so I think that's going to be great in getting this. It's a new product, but there's a lot of old familiar technology here. You know, GPS has been around, comms and navs have been around, so it's not necessarily going to revolutionize the way the installation happens, although there definitely are some new installation considerations that they'll need to think through.
And have the units been designed for future needs and upgradability? Right now we've got, you know, we remember back to what it took to take 430s and 530s into the Wasatch, and that drove you guys nuts. I remember being out there. It was tough stuff, and you were working your fingers to the nubs. What's the future for these units?
Well, I tell you what, that's another really exciting thing is the future of these products. And you hit on something there that there's a lot in those words that, I mean, this has, you know, virtually all the interface that the 430 and 530 have on the market today. And it took us years to get to that point on the 430 and the 530. And so for this product to basically hit the ground running with most of those same interfaces is something to be said in and of itself. Plus, there's all kinds of processor strength and interconnect capabilities that we can do some really great things with this product in the future.
I'm really looking forward to spending more time with the units and, more important, flying with it in the future. But based on first impressions, not bad. Not bad at all. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This interview was also distilled down to a video Aero Minute. You can see the new GTN 650 and 750 by watching it. It's dated March 24th at aero-tv.net. Jim Alpizer is the Director of Aviation Aftermarket Sales for Garmin. As of 4 a.m. Eastern Time this morning, the new units were not yet featured at Garmin.com, but expect details sometime today. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.